Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the day before the Copenhagen treason meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark, that will be taking place on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're going to have live reports from Copenhagen from multiple reporters, including Lord Christopher Monckton of Monckton and Brenchley. Tuesday, Jesse Ventura will also be popping in, talking about his new television broadcast Tuesday. Just a plug so people are aware of the fact that's coming up during the weekday broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Congressman Ron Paul is also scheduled to be on with us next week as well. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to open the phones up for the full 2 hours. I really want to hear from you on two major subjects: government takeover of healthcare and the fact that Obama wants to cut $42.1 billion a year out of Medicare alone. We're going to go back through and look at the government healthcare bill today, because they are probably going to pass it this year or next year. And this is just the private central bank seizing 17% of the economy that they didn't control. Obviously, huge new developments on the climate gate front. The media is now saying they think they know who hacked it, who leaked it. They're claiming Russian-affiliated students who were going to the East Anglia Center. I don't know if that's true. Some of the evidence shows that it's not. It was leaked out on many different servers and computer systems. Why are they picking one associated with Russia? Well, that way they can talk about it being some type of dirty espionage. Regardless of that fact, we know that the United Nations and the colleges involved have admitted that these emails and internal documents are real. They are authentic. And so there's been some big new developments in the last few days on that front as well that we're going to be going over today. But I want to hear from listeners your view on the Copenhagen Treaty, how we can defeat it. A lot of people are asking, will it be implemented? Will it be passed? The answer is yes, I believe that it will be ratified and will be signed by this international body and by the United Nations and the IPCC and the 191 nations that are going to be attending. But still, it has to be ratified in the Senate here in the United States. And so we're going to be going over the different political angles of that and how we kill this. We have a good chance of killing it in the United States, not much of a chance of killing it at Copenhagen, the international agreement itself. And so the devil is in the details. Of course, this treaty establishes open world government, world taxation, world regulation. And so the debate is over about whether there's a world government forming right now. And we know the aims of that world government. And there's been some new developments on that front. One of the climate change heads at the IPCC is a Bilderberg Group member. He's given speeches in Germany calling for world population reduction and admitting that there is an international consensus in the elite to bring in world government to carry out population reduction. For the New World Order, world government is only the beginning. Population reduction, one-child policies, forced poverty on the world population is their goal, and that's just beginning. So that's all coming up today. I want to give you the toll-free number to join us. We're opening the phones up right now on government-run healthcare, on the New World Order agenda, on the Copenhagen Treaty, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776. I'm here live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, back 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Very important broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us and not being distracted and diverted by all the gladiatorial entertainment like Sunday Night Football. We're here trying to save the Republic and the planet from tyranny.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the sixth day of December 2009. We're going to be live here this evening for the next 2 hours. And, of course, we're going to have wide open phones on the birth of world government to begin during the Copenhagen Greenhouse Gas Emissions International Summit going on from December 7th to December 18th, 2009. Barack Obama, who promised that he would not attend the summit, has now broken that promise, following his continued streak of being nothing but the liar-in-chief, even outlying Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. We're going to be breaking that down today. And also government hijacking of healthcare, the nanny state wanting to run your life. When we've read the 2,070-plus page bill and gone over the subsections here together in the last few months, it has rationing of care, unelected government bodies decide what care you get, not doctors, 2.5 to 5%, depending on your tax bracket, of your check will be taken. On top of that, you'll be forced to get insurance or be fined yearly. The refusal will be a $250,000 fine and 5 years in prison. And this is from CNN today. Obama to meet with Senate Democrats to push health care. There's a revolt even by the Democrats and Republicans. Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts to Medicare home health care service in the health care bill. And that's only one of scores of cuts. So you have the Republicans fighting to stop $42-plus billion a year being cut from Medicare. We've seen this with Obama. For every $30 he gives to offshore banks of taxpayer money, $1 goes to social welfare net. Now, I don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in big government. Because I know that socialism always turns into a way for elite organizations to steal the taxpayer money. And then crumbs are given to the public, and that makes the public dependent. But here is such a great example of how big corporations and big money, it was the insurance companies that actually wrote the health care bill, and they've bragged about that. The head lobbyist for the health care insurance companies of the United States has been all over television bragging that, hey, we're not against government health care, why we wrote it. And you bet they wrote it. It's a giant tax paid to them, as Dennis Kucinich, a real socialist, I don't agree with his policies, but I agree with his honesty, you know, wrote articles saying why I voted against the health care bill. And then another article he wrote saying health care bill is a giant bailout to the insurance companies. But every time you're against government-run health care, the talking point is, oh, you work for the insurance companies. Isn't that just special? So imagine this upside-down world where the Republicans are trying to block all these cuts, one of them $42.1 billion a year, or roughly 25% of the Medicare expenditures. So Obama is having a 25% cut in the money you get. Now, you've already paid into this in taxes your whole life. They take your money, just like Social Security. If you, the average worker invested in Social Security for 35 years, they'd get over $2 million. But instead, you get negative return, and you get on average about $450,000. You get fully 75% less, back on your money. You pay Social Security your whole working life, and you get 75% less than you would have if it would have been invested in guaranteed government bonds at 4%. Does it matter, though? The general public can't figure that out. The general working person has money taken out of their check. They don't understand it. A lot of working people actually think that when you pay a bunch of taxes, that somehow you're getting it over on the rich guys. When the big moneyed elites, the 0.1%, as a unified group, lobby for bigger government. Because it's bigger government that gives them the monopolies they need and gives them the corporate welfare they rely on. Now, I got more emails this week, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that I didn't even have time to read, but scanning over them saying, how dare you, Mr. Jones, be against government health care? You are a minion of the insurance companies. And I just explained to you that the insurance companies are for this. And similarly, people have now gone through the thousands of emails, hundreds of documents from the head UN Climate Research Center that supplied the data to all the other governments and universities. That's on record. The head climate facility, not some backwater. Engaged in lies and ClimateGate, engaged in fraud, consciously, knowingly lying, persecuting other scientists that were telling the truth, getting people fired, blocking government FOIA requests, colluding with the government to keep the documents secret. Now, going through the emails, it has been discovered by the Times of London, whatsupwiththat.com, Climate Depot, and others, and we have these linked up on prisonplanet.com, ClimateGate CRU looks to big oil for support. And these emails go back 6 years ago about how they're meeting with Dutch Royal Shell, BP, and others who are actually funding them for this research. British Petroleum, Energy, Eastern Electricity, Greenpeace International, Leverhulme Trust, National Power, Nuclear Installations Inspectorate, Shell, Sultan of Oman, World Wildlife Fund, which is a eugenics front. This is the groups. In fact, I'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers the emails. Here are the emails. Here's one from 2000. Had a great meeting, very good meeting with Shell yesterday. Only a minor part of our agenda. And they talk about how they're taking over the economy. I mean, these guys are a joke. Here's another one. Had a great meeting with the CEO of Siemens. On and on and on and on and on and on. Now, last week, I showed you the New York Times. I mean, just Google it for yourself. Shell, cap and trade is a good thing. Another one, ExxonMobil supports global carbon tax, Wall Street Journal. I mean, the head lobbyist for the healthcare industries in the U.S. and the head lobbyist for the insurance companies brag that they wrote the takeover of healthcare. Big corporations like that. They like consolidation. The biggest fortunes out there are made off government. As John D. Rockefeller the First said, competition is a sin. And here are the emails with the head climatology unit for the UN having meetings with Dutch Royal Shell, BP, all of them. Folks, don't believe me. Open a magazine up. Half the ads that you see literally are for global taxes and global greening. Nothing to do with greening. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with it. I mean, I walk through the airport when I fly around the country. I was in LAX. Half the billboards inside the concourse were oil companies and computer companies and defense companies pushing the global system. And they candy coat it and talk of electric cars and wind power. It has nothing to do with that. It's about a select group at a global government level being able to control our lives and being able to decide what businesses you can have, what energy you can have, what technology can be developed. It's all in the Copenhagen Climate Change Treaty. We're going to break down what this treaty does. Their meeting starting tomorrow, the head of the UN, the head of the EU, the head of the IPCC, the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, are all in the news calling for planetary government to reduce population. That's more important than the Dallas Cowboys, I will assure you. Stay with us.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, December 6, 2009 edition. We see the entire corporate structure, the entire government structure worldwide pushing for taxes on all human activity to be paid to a world government. We see the states across the United States implementing their own cap and trade systems, their own systems to track and trace everything you do. This is slavery. And in the IPCC United Nations Treaty that we've covered so many times on air, it states global government with control over all nations will be implemented through this plan. That's why it's so wonderful that 2 weeks ago, thousands of emails and documents, including the climate programs that the UN was using, got leaked. Now, Reuters and others are reporting that they believe Russians may have hacked this. But it doesn't matter who hacked it. They're saying they think Russian students there hacked it because it was released on a server out of Russia. But that doesn't make sense, because 6 weeks before that happened, it was leaked and given to the BBC and other British and U.S. media. And reporters, it's now come out, this has been in multiple newspapers, had the material and asked to be able to go with it with their editors, especially at the BBC, and were told no. And those reporters are saying that they got it from researchers inside of the East Anglia Climatology Center, the head UN center. Because if you're going to engage in fraud, you've got to have one place the fraud comes from to keep your story straight. But continuing along those lines, then I'm going to your phone calls, and then into the fact that Obama is cutting Medicare and Medicaid. That's the supposed liberalness of this guy in his government-run health care. You see, because the big banks that have bankrupted this country by design, they need all the money for themselves. And later, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. This is out of Bloomberg. I mentioned this a few days ago. I want to get into it today. How Goldman Sachs fears rioters attacking them, so they're arming themselves with weapons. This is out of Bloomberg Financial. First off, emails that rocked climate change campaign leaked from Siberian closed city, university built by KGB, UK Daily Mail. Suspicions were growing last night that Russian security services were behind the leaking of the notorious British ClimateGate emails, which threatened to undermine tomorrow's Copenhagen Global Warming Summit. And the UN is finally admitting that this does hurt them, because this is their main climate center. And again, the emails admit they're engaged in fraud, and they know the Earth's cooling. The ice cores, the tree rings, all the measurements, they have been caught lying about the thermometer data worldwide. The Earth has been cooling for 9 years. It was heating, part of a natural process. Even the UN's own reports say 2 to 6%, depending on which report, of warming, which itself is a fraud, is man-made. The UN says the seas will go up 1 foot. The UN is being forced to admit that's a fraud now. But Schwarzenegger is giving speeches saying it may raise 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 feet. Just totally made up. No one is saying that's true, except for John P. Holder and White House science czar, who got grilled in Congress about saying it would rise 13 feet this week. An investigation by the Mail on Sunday has discovered that explosive hacked emails from the University of East Anglia were leaked via a small web server in the formerly closed city of Tomsk in Siberia. Russian news reported this a week ago, but they're not saying Russia is the ones that got it out, because they're pointing out that it was on other university servers. It was leaked onto servers all over the world. The leak scandal has left the scientific community in disarray after claims that the key climate change data was manipulated in the run-up to the climate change summit of world leaders. The row, or fight, erupted when hundreds of messages between scientists and University of Climatic Research Unit and their colleagues around the world were placed on the internet along with other documents. Like the computer program, which we have posted up on Infowars.com, where there are computer programmer notes how to engage in fraud and how to hide the decline in temperature. So that is just some of what's coming up today. But again, not Alex Jones, not Lord Monckton, not Senator Inhofe, not Ron Paul. We're not the ones saying this. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU, Al Gore, Gordon Brown. I played all these clips last week. I'm not going to play them again because of time. If you go to YouTube and type in Van Rompuy or Van Rompuy, however you pronounce it, world government, his clips come up where he's saying it. If you go to the New York Times and type in Ban Ki-moon, his editorial, We Can Do It, comes up where he says the heart of global government is the taxation system of climate change. You can. They're all saying it. Now, 14 years ago, I would read official UN documents on air, and people would just say I was lying and making it up. You cannot live in denial about this anymore. World government is real. The New World Order is real. The banks bankrupting our society to take control in their own documents is real. The fact that carbon dioxide is what plants breathe is true. Carbon dioxide is not toxic. One volcano puts off more carbon dioxide than 100 years of human activity. This is a fact. I could continue ranting about this, but the World Government Treaty, in the treaty it states that if your nation signs on to it, you are bound by international law to never be able to get out unless there is a unanimous vote by every signatory. That'll be over 190 that are in attendance. If there's a unanimous vote, it doesn't take a unanimous vote to pass it, only a majority vote. It doesn't take a unanimous vote to pass it. It only takes a 51%. But once you sign on to it, it takes 100% for you to get out of it. That is impossible. That is right out of dictatorship 101, ladies and gentlemen. That is the bottom line. And it states that the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate will decide what industries can be developed, what new technologies can be brought out. It's a scientific dictatorship. It decides what taxes to be put on all carbon dioxide, and all greenhouse gases. And they state one-child policy worldwide, taxes on all meat, taxes on all petrochemicals, taxes on all natural gas, taxes of at least 50% on all coal, and half the energy in the country or more, 51% comes from coal. This is a total world government takeover. Yes, I predict the United States will sign on to the Copenhagen Treaty. Obama's also going over to Europe to get his Nobel Peace Prize. What a joke. Of course, they gave it to Kissinger and to Al Gore, so why not? Why not give it to Hitler? You know, he was nominated for a peace prize. And he's going to sign on to it. But that doesn't mean it will be ratified in the U.S. We'll be right back with your calls on the government takeover of healthcare and ClimateGate and the Copenhagen Treaty. Stay with us. The globalist taught the public that world government didn't exist, that international intrigue didn't exist, so that we couldn't build a movement to resist it when they finally announced it and launched it. It is authoritarian. It is bloodthirsty. It is corrupt. It is eugenical. And if you don't know what eugenics is, folks, you need to find out quickly, because I've got more mainstream articles today, and there's an Infowars.com article that links directly to the UN, where they are stating that they are going to establish a world religion that is compulsory, of earth worship, that will be controlled by the United Nations. And notice Al Gore's new book calls for a global religion. His new film he's making calls for a new global religion. This has always been their plan, the total takeover of society. Like the rock and roll song says, everybody wants to rule the world. These guys need a religion to do it and a taxation system. They're telling you the earth is dying and you've got to pay taxes to them or the earth is going to basically sink into the ocean. It is a fraud. I want to go to Jeff, Scott, Steve, George, Steve, Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, and others. I'm going to try to give each caller 1 minute. Then later, I'm going to get into some financial news and what's happening with health care as Obama slashes funding to the elderly and the sick. It's in the bill. For those that are in denial, we're going to be going over it today. Again, here's CNN. Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts to Medicare home health care service in the health care bill. That's your touchy-feely liberals, okay? Again, they get you domesticated, they get you under a socialist system so they can give the money to the elites, then they take the money away from you. Do you understand that? Big governments for big money. Dutch Royal Shell and ExxonMobil are publicly behind the climate tax. The insurance companies are behind government health care. Don't you get it? I was driving home Friday from the radio show, and I saw a woman driving on 360 who had a carbon credit pass sticker saying she buys carbon credit so she can drive her car, buys it from some private company. That's like buying indulgences from the Catholic Church 500 years ago to get your family out of hell. It's made up. It's a scam. It's ridiculous. Jeff in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air on the eve of the global government meeting. Copenhagen, go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm really upset. I lost all my tomatoes to the freeze last night, or two nights ago, whenever that was. But other than that, the reason why I'm calling is because if you search BBC News Copenhagen, what's your solution? They're asking people to upload videos for their ideas about Copenhagen. So I uploaded one of your videos to there, and I'd like to encourage other people to search.
Yeah, but here's the question. Did it make it on their site?
Well, that's the thing. I'd like to have people flood them with videos.
Because the good part is you upload to YouTube, they can't censor you. The BBC's a joke. They still won't report on ClimateGate 2 weeks in.
Well, and I want to support what you're saying. Here's what it says on the page where it's asking you to upload your comments. It says, how much are you personally willing to adapt to live more sustainably? And here you go. Are you prepared to change the way you travel, the food you eat, or to have fewer children? There you go with the eugenics population.
In fact, I sent you guys Friday, and I forgot to show it on television, that UN picture map for kids where it shows you can't fly, you can't have kids. This is what they're already teaching the children. It was a big graphic that the UN is giving people. I'll see if my guys can find it to put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv for radio listeners. We're also streaming live television at PrisonPlanet.tv. But absolutely, look, they officially, Maurice Strong, Al Gore officially say you will not be allowed to have more than one child. This is total tyranny, worse than Nazi Germany, worse than the Soviet Union. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, yeah, and one more thing. On the page, the example of a video message, it's a picture. It's a video from a kid. They are absolutely targeting the children to start this brainwashing at an early age.
And good to hear from you. Monday, we got the secret UN documents. AP, Fox, and others reported on it, where the UN admitted they have a giant covert program targeting children worldwide. Well, I didn't need to know there was a covert program. They have the same laws in Australia, same laws here. They teach kids in school that they're killing the earth and that their parents are bad. And Al Gore goes out giving speeches to middle school and elementary students saying their parents are bad. I mean, people shouldn't be putting up with this. You guys found the graphic? Pop it up on screen for people. And you look at this graphic, and it says travel, bad travel, don't fly, CO2 is bad, good travel, bicycles, walking. See, all sounds reasonable, but the government's going to decide. It says have only two children, And then other documents say zero children. It says eat less meat, and it shows a cow passing gas. This is what the UN gives to people's children. And it says do something. Ladies and gentlemen, they are teaching the children that penguins and polar bears are drowning. It's a total lie. It's all a fraud. Let's go to Scott in Minnesota. Scott, you're on the air.
I just want to thank you, brother, for the free T-shirt. I ordered the two-pack for Christmas, one for my brother, who's a sheriff deputy, and one for my brother-in-law, whose brothers and cousins are all Marines. I've met three Oath Keepers just smoking outside at the bar, but they haven't. And thanks to you, I realize that the Vikings lease on the Metrodome isn't real news. But what I'm going to do with that T-shirt, my best friend's in a wheelchair, and I'm going to get tickets to the first playoff game right on the field, and I'm going to rip my jersey off like Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura. Show the world.
Well, that's awesome. Yes, we do have some deals where you order one copy of Fall of the Republic, get a free T-shirt. You can get a Don't Tread on Me Patriot shirt or the Obama Joker shirt. And absolutely, thank you so much for your support, sir.
Yes, I've been one of your soldiers for a year now, and I'm turning into one of your generals, and it's exciting. The more society crumbles, the more my thing, it goes up. And I love you, man. God bless you.
God bless you, Scott. Yeah. So you went outside the bar and ran into two Oath Keepers. For people that don't know, that's military and police that swear to upkeep their oaths and to fight the New World Order.
These chicks were out there smoking, talking about the swine flu. And this guy goes, your government gave that to you. And they said, you're crazy. And he goes, I'm a Marine. I'm an Oath Keeper. And I said, thank you, and I shook his hand. And he goes, what does that mean? He goes, when the government tells me to turn on the people, he's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to protect them.
Awesome, Scott. Good to hear from you. Yeah, look, the globalists did us a favor. For decades, they said there's no world government, no carbon tax. I mean, I had globalists on 2 years ago on the radio saying, there's no tax planned, Alex. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Didn't matter if I had all their own documents. Then people heard me tell them this. They thought I was lying. Now they see we're telling the truth, and the government's the one lying. Steve in New Mexico, take us out to break. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, your question at the top of the show was how to go about defeating the bogus climate bill. And my opinion is one key is to make sure we don't distort or twist the truth the way they have. Now, maybe this strikes you as nitpicking, but we damage our credibility if we claim that the only thing coming out of smokestacks of the coal power plants is water vapor, H2O, nothing else. I mean, the composition of emissions from coal-burning power generating facilities include mercury, among other toxins related to cancers, respiratory and cardiovascular disease.
Sir, listen to me. The only jobs in East Texas where I got a lot of family are prisons and coal-powered power plants run in Houston and Dallas and Fort Worth. And I've had, it's got to be most of my family out there from plant managers down working those. And the government has airplanes, Cessnas flying over, testing, flying over the smokestacks. If anything but water vapor and CO2 comes out, they get fines that completely annihilate them. Is it true that China and Mexico have dirty coal burning? Yes. But maybe 20 years ago something was coming out of these coal plants. But no. I mean, those scrubbers are cutting everything out. Nothing is allowed toxic out of those. And I mean, that's what my family is telling me. I don't know if they're liars. But I appreciate your call, sir. We'll be right back and talk more about that.
Coast to Coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, commenting on what that caller from New Mexico was saying, I was mainly ranting Thursday and Friday about how they show images of polar bears hunting on ice floes for seals and say, oh, look, the polar bear's stuck out there. He's going to float away and drown. He can't swim. Penguins can't swim. This is taught. This is on the news. You've all seen it. Al Gore put it in this movie. And he's been exposed as a fraud. And then I was talking about how there is a government building next door to us. and how there's a bunch of other big buildings that have heating and cooling systems. And when there's cold weather, it looks like smoke is pouring out of the big air conditioning heating systems. But notice when it's the summer, you see nothing coming out. And I was pointing out that's hot air, hot water vapor, just like when you breathe, when you exhale out, when it's cold weather, it looks like smoke, but that's not. That's water vapor that's warm, and then when it gets about a foot away from your face, it cools off and becomes the temperature of the ambient temperature outside. And so I was pointing out that most of these photos they show on the news of cities, you know, it looks like in the wintertime all this smoke's coming up. Most of that is not smoke. In fact, almost all of it isn't smoke. It's air conditioning and heating systems. And that was the point I was making. There's no coal plant around my office. And yes, the coal plants are so clean, it's incredible, even though they're burning dirty coal. Now, something Bill Clinton did in 1998 is he laid off limits in Utah and two other western states, all of the public lands that are the only place in North America that have totally clean coal. They have a type of coal that has no mercury in it, no sulfur in it. And they laid limits to that being mined. Okay? There are coal mines all over the country. And most of them are very, very clean. It's lignite. They strip it off. They replant grass and trees. It looks better than what it did before. I mean, humans can make the environment better. The rainforest has grown back. The real environmental problems the globalists are doing nothing about, and they could care less. They want to tax and control all industry. They want to tax the 5.5 pounds of carbon dioxide humans exhale. That's in the UN treaties. To literally tax what you exhale, saying carbon dioxide is a toxic waste. Obama has now listed it in the U.S. as a toxic waste. That's what I'm discussing. You know, I talk a lot about what are real environmental problems. I'm not anti-science. I love science. I'm not a troglodyte. But thousands of different creations a year, many of them open-air planted, of cross species, goats that are part spider to create body armor in their milk. Don't believe me? Just, in fact, Google it right now, or smartpage.com, another good search engine. The term spider goats, usually CBS News is the top one, part spider, part goat. That creates in the DNA all sorts of weird mutations. They've got most of the produce you eat has insect genes, animal genes in it. Most of the salmon that's farm-raised, catfish that are farm-raised, tilapia that are farm-raised have been genetically engineered with insect and other mammal and other fish genes. And I've had top genetic engineers on who talk about how deadly dangerous. I mean, Protegene 10 years ago in Texas, open air planted a pharmacological corn crop, that had HIV virus in it, Associated Press, open air planted that, and then people found out about it and they had to destroy the crops. Did you find spider goats? Just spider goats. I want to show people this. There it is. BBC. GM goat spins web-based future. BBC. I've told the story many times, but it was probably 8-9 years ago. I was in a Conan's Pizza picking up a pizza. No, my wife was pregnant. That was 8 years ago. She wanted a pizza. So I go get her the pizza, the deep dish Chicago pizza, and this guy pokes me in the shoulder. I turn around and he goes, "I used to like you, but I don't like you now. You're a liar." And I said, "What am I lying about?" I said, "I do make mistakes occasionally, but please tell me." And he said, "There's no such thing as spider goats." And I just interviewed one of the heads of one of the companies that has them out in a military base in upstate New York. I just interviewed the CEO about it. And I said, "Sir," he goes, "you can't cross different animals. You're a liar." And I just said, "Fine, I'm a liar." "No, I'm not a liar. I'm telling the truth, okay?" And he started saying, "Well, I went to UT and have a degree in biology." And I said, "Are you in biology now?" And he said, "No, I have another career field." And I said, "When did you go to UT?" And I think he said 1976. And I said, "Buddy, we're not in Kansas anymore. A lot has changed." He kept getting in my face, "Look, that's the real environmental threat. Are these cross-species chimeras, not carbon dioxide. And the globalists don't want real environmentalists worried about serious issues like overfishing. The Gulf of Mexico, when my dad would go down there, they'd go 3 miles out and catch mahi-mahi and tuna. Now you can't catch that stuff at 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 miles out. So there are a lot of things going on that are problems. But world government isn't going to fix that, especially when it's run by a bunch of crooks in global government that have been deceptive about what they've been setting up. And their whole system is authoritarian, dictatorial, and tyrannical and despotic and oppressive. Don't you understand? I mean, I have the White House Science Czar. I show this book every show. We literally have ordered over 100 books written by this guy and other people. The White House Science Czar saying they're poisoning your water supply to sterilize you. That's a big issue, a lot bigger than Climate Gate. And I'm going to keep hammering on this. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They are the progeny of the Nazis. They just pose as liberals. All right, let's go to Joe in Texas, then Chris, George, Steve, Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, and others. Let's try to move. Or am I getting new callers on top? Because I want to go to them in order. Who do I go to next here? Okay, yeah. Okay, it is flipping the calls. These computerized systems confuse me. George in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is about this health care bill and this Copenhagen, this is just a frontal assault, eugenics frontal assault.
Tom Daschle wrote a book. He wrote the original bill saying if you're above 60, no eye surgery. They say you need to die. The earth is, they are eugenicists. They're cutting Medicare and Medicaid and calling it liberal. Only a fake leftist could get away with this. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm against socialism, but if you're going to have it, give the money to the people. No, no money for us. All of it goes to the banks. I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Well, the only way I'm trying to fight back against this is I'm trying to get a hold of DB Kidd so I get the archived documents of the fraudulent 17th Amendment and bring it to my legislature saying, you got 100 frauds sitting up in Capitol Hill.
I own The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson and Red Beckman. They went to all original 44 states that were around in 1913 with the 17th Amendment to fully federalize the states and take the senators from the states before senators were elected by the legislature, controlled by the state. The same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve and gave us the IRS and the income tax, they gave us that. This is even bigger. In fact, the head of the UN is saying this is the biggest moment for world government in history, this Copenhagen Treaty. And yes, they went to the 44 states. They have a list of them. They talked to all the attorney generals. Most of the states didn't even ratify it. It never passed. The income tax never passed. None of it passed. George, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Two quick comments. 70 miles north of me, two nights ago, had the highest amount of snowfall this early in the season, 14 inches. Thank God for global warming.
That's right. This is the third coldest week on record in U.S. history.
And the second comment is, I think these politicians, all of our representatives and senators, they need to know that their political jobs are on the line if they ratify this global warming treaty.
They need to know it's political suicide, because here's the problem. Obama's approval rating has gone from 86% down to the low 40s, the lowest of any president 11 months into their first term. But it doesn't matter. He controls the House and the Senate and the presidency, the legislative and the executive. They're going to probably pass the Copenhagen Treaty this week. Then this year or next year, they're going to pass it in the Senate. They got to ratify it. They're probably going to pass the government grab of health care. They're probably going to pass the gun control bills they've got introduced. Everything. I mean, this, we are in trouble. And then we've got all these Republicans like Schwarzenegger and Newt Gingrich running around supporting global government. This is high treason. Anything else, Steve in Michigan? All right, we're going to come back and go to Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, Leon in Australia, Chris in Kentucky, Joe in Texas, and a lot more. I'm going to get into the government hijacking of healthcare, more on the massive Copenhagen global government establishment. They've already built the world government. Now they're getting nations to sign over their sovereignty irrevocably to this criminal organization. This is the most important issue we faced in decades. This could be the end of America, ladies and gentlemen. You better get the word out to everybody you know instead of watching stupid Sunday night football. This is what matters to your family.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stay there, Leon in Australia. You're coming up after the next break. Right now, let's go straight to Florida and talk to Chris and Billy Bob, Jim, and others. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Getting the word out there. I see so many different. We see so many developments this week on Al Gore backing out of Copenhagen and Obama not delaying his trip by a week. But I'm having my suspicions about Alan Grayson. I know that he's our representative here in Florida, and he is very much against the Fed. I know that his grilling of Bernanke's been great, and he has a reputation as a fighting the war profiteers and prosecuting them. I guess I don't know much about that, but I got to talk to him today, and he was saying that CO2 levels are dangerous greenhouse gas. He was not aware of ClimateGate, and he has his own cap and trade bill. Ideas and his own.
Yeah, no, government. Grayson's good on the war. He's good on the banks. He's bad on government-run health care. He's the one saying Republicans want to kill seniors. Hey, Alan, here's CNN buried in the article. He wants to, Obama and the Democrats want to strip $42.1 billion a year out of Medicare alone, massively rationing health care, pal. That's what's going to kill old people.
And he also didn't like the idea of We Are Change members demonstrating at a Christmas parade. He wasn't specific. I assume he meant the local one here. There's a video.
No, it's none of his business. It's the First Amendment.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not even, he's very general in his allegations. But now there's maybe he's trying to detract from the attention that's gotten over 100 views now from what happened yesterday in St. Petersburg with the Tampa We Are Change. They confront the youth police, if you want to look at that. But also about Holdren, is that since he's reversed his position on bioengineering, what about changing the actual Department of Energy Atmospheric Science program? It says at the top of the page, the current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate. That's in bold at the Atmospheric Science Program, Department of Energy. And, of course, they're contracting with various
universities. Do me a favor. Email Kurt at Infowars.com that headline. Yes, Holdren's first speech was about climate manipulation, climate control, and that's a whole other issue. Don't think that the global government won't engineer climate calamities as a pretext to scare the public into this global climate-based dictatorship where they play God. Great points. Good to hear from you, Chris. Let's talk to Billy Bob in Texas. Billy Bob, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Was the aforementioned cow passing gas, in fact, Nancy Pelosi?
Well, you know, that's the problem, is they've done studies. There are about the same amount of agrarian bovine creatures before we had buffalo and water buffalo and other things flatulating. And so to say that an animal's flatulence, that methane is bad, methane has been produced by all animals that have digestive processes. And so, again, they're saying life is bad. As the Club of Rome's own documents that we've quoted say, this is about making human life the enemy. So the globalists have an excuse to tax breathing itself.
So really, there's not a lot of difference between a cow and Nancy Pelosi, you're saying. Hey, listen, Alex. Look, you know, the globalists, you mentioned that one of their members wanted to come have a sit-down with you, and that's because they realize how much millions and millions and even more millions of people love you, care for you, because you're a straight-up guy. You tell it like it is. You read their documents. And lastly, I just wonder what kept the powers that be, the globalists, from finding out about what the BBC knew for that 6 weeks.
That's a good question. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to Leon in Australia and others on the other side of this quick break. I'm going to run through the latest ClimateGate developments. I haven't even gotten into that yet. And a lot more on this Sunday edition. 55 minutes left.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I feel like I should have a drum roll in the background, or air raid sirens should be going off. I mean, we're on the radio talking about the head of the UN, the head of the EU, Al Gore, Gordon Brown, Barack Obama, all giving speeches, all making statements about global government is here. We will control the planet with carbon taxes. We're only going to let you have one child. We're going to bankrupt the coal plants. They're hijacking the medical system. Their own bill, CNN reports, will strip $42.1 billion a year out of Medicare and Medicaid alone. I mean, this is upside down. They're openly announcing world government, but for decades, all the yuppies were taught that doesn't exist. Only crazy people talk about it. So when they see it being announced on the news, they say, well, I better not talk about it or resist it because it's not supposed to exist and it's not polite in a polite conversation to bring it up. I better just lay here and take the banks, bankrupting the planet by design and bringing in world government. And then I have Bloomberg reporting here, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. But right now, that's right, the banks are arming against you. But right now, let's go to Leon in Australia. Leon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good day. I just have two quick points to make. First of all, the leader of the opposition, challenging the Prime Minister to a global warming debate. This has just come out in the last maybe 24 hours or so.
And, you know what? Let me stop you. Since you're calling from Australia, let me bring this up to you. Because for those that don't know, a whole bunch of members of your parliament have resigned. There's talk of the government collapsing. They tried to pass their Copenhagen national version because all the countries have to get their laws in line. That's what our government's trying to pass, this 2,000-page climate change behemoth that lets the feds take over every facet of our lives to mirror the international treaty. Last week, it was set to pass. It failed. The government's in deep trouble. Al Gore's canceling his speaking engagements because everybody's booing him. He doesn't want to be associated with ClimateGate and the fact that top UN scientists were caught engaging in fraud. Their internal documents admit the Earth is getting colder, not hotter. But give us a report from the land down under. Exactly what's happening, Leon. Go ahead.
Okay, sure thing. This emission trading scheme was about to be put through, but it failed for the second time, sorry. And there was a challenge for the leader of the opposition because most of the party was against the whole global warming fraud. And the leader, though, he was actually for it, but he got ousted. And the end of parliament has just begun. Oh, there's a 2-month break. And Tony Abbott, the leader of the opposition, he, as I said, challenged the prime minister. And the prime minister has avoided it. And they want to have the debate before the parliament gets back to it. But it looks like the prime minister is losing support for the. global warming, for pretty much the carbon tax and all that. So, the leader of the opposition has put global warming skeptics in the front bench, so in the more powerful position. So it looks like we're not going to see any carbon tax, but, I mean, yeah, who knows?
But here's the problem. In Australia, in the UK, in the US, everywhere, where the big central banks are in control. And I saw a speech with Gordon Brown on the Financial Times of London. He gave a speech just yesterday bragging that, oh, all the Commonwealth nations will get in line. Even if the parliaments don't pass it, we'll use the bureaucracy to implement it. Washington State's passed a law that your employer has to collect a tax from you if you drive a car to work. Schwarzenegger's banned TVs above 40 inches and put taxes on the rest of them. Didn't matter if he couldn't get the legislature to pass it. He just used a bureaucracy to criminally order it. And all over Texas wants to put a tracker box in all cars to tax you by the mile to reduce the carbon footprint. I know Australia's trying to pass that. So, yes, we've gone from 70%+ of people worldwide in different polls I've seen, above 60, sometimes above 70, but the majority believing man-made climate change, believing all the penguins are dying, believing all the polar bears can't swim, total lies. Now in every major poll, over 60% don't believe it. So the numbers are flipping, and so the worm is turning. Is that what you're reporting to us from Australia?
That's exactly it. And on YouTube, you can see it. The United Nations and Google have combined to run a poll about global warming. It looks like it's aimed at the youth. But if you just write maybe United Nations global warming poll or something like that, you'll be able to find it. But I'm not sure if they're doing it around. Well, yeah, the news article, it made it look like it was aimed for around the world, and you can check what parts of the world think about, you know, what other parts of the world think about global warming. It's
all right,
Australian.
Well, good to hear from you in Australia, my friend. Thank you so much for the call, Leon. Let me just talk about some of the strategy. And there's a lot of different strategies that have been used to brainwash people. 3 years ago, this is in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Judicial Watch sued. Bush wouldn't release the minutes of his meeting in Baylor with the heads of Mexico and Canada. Then they had the Banff Canada meeting a year later, and they wouldn't release those. Judicial Watch sued. Their four-year Freedom of Information Act was successful with the suit, and they got the internal documents. And we have copies of these in the film. We wrote articles about it at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And the first thing they said at the meeting was, A, we've got to keep this secret. B, we are creating global regions for the global government. C, we're going to use the threat of man-made climate change to set up the taxing system for the regional and global government components. So we know that this is their funding mechanism, but now it's not secret. As I said, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, everybody's writing articles, giving speeches, admitting it. They've gone from lying about it to just throwing it in your face. They also talked in those SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, NAU, North American Union meetings, about having it be a fad, working with the media, working with CEOs of media, and they were there. Hundreds of private CEOs are at these meetings, part of the discussion, part of the voting. It's a corporate government. It's a corporate takeover. They understand organization control. They're taking over. They understand paying campaign contributions. I mean, special interests have taken over. That's all this is, and they're raping us. And they said, we got to get rock stars behind it. We got to get Miss America behind it. We've got to educate the kids, brainwash them in the schools. And what they did is they used Bush, who was unpopular, saying he was against man-made global warming because he's uncool, he's corny, he's dumb, he stutters. Oh, it must be trendy, it must be cool. Because Bush was wrong on the Patriot Act and wrong on the war and wrong on all these other issues. Oh, he must be wrong about man-made global warming. Then we had people at Bilderberg 2007, and they reported here that Bush was going to do a U-turn and say global warming was real. He did that. So most Europeans in polls, though it's changing, believe in global warming because it's the trendy thing. Dumb Americans don't believe it. Dumb Bush doesn't believe it. It's trendy. It's cool. It's hippie. It's radical. It means you care about the penguins. In fact, give me a close shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here's the Copenhagen 15 Copenhagen. This is the website, and it shows penguins up here. And it implies that the penguins are all going to die and drown if the Antarctic melts. Well, most of the Antarctic is rock. Even if it melted, the different archaeologists have studied penguins. Penguins were once in tropical areas.
They're actually in areas of Chile. Okay, the point is they're highly adaptable, but the ice isn't melting. Penguins are great swimmers. The ice actually gets smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. But they point satellite cameras at it in the summer and show it melting and don't tell you that in the winter it gets bigger again. Same thing with polar bears. Polar bears almost die during the winter, and they put on most of their weight in the summer, and they go out and swim. But the media says they can't swim. Go to Encyclopedia Britannica. Polar bears are the best land swimmers. I know I keep saying that. I just can't get over it.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Fall of the Republic is my latest film, my latest and greatest, 2 hours, 24 minutes long. Covers how the banks are setting up world government, their own documents, their own statements, how they engineered the climate tax to fully take control of society. Bureaucrats will be in your house every week, your children being brainwashed right now, turned against you. It's all in this film on DVD. And until Christmas, we got a deal going. When you order Fall of the Republic, you get a free T-shirt. We have a wide selection of free T-shirts at the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. You want to meet like-minded people? Wear an Infowars.com T-shirt around. You can also call toll-free. We got a bunch of other specials going right now, a bunch of deals where you can buy one film, get another film free. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order. You can ask them about different combos, different specials. 888-253-3139. Also, until Christmas, we do this every year. This will be our sixth year doing this. 5.5, almost 6 years we've been running PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of December. You can go sign up and get 5.5 months free. Watch the live radio show. See all my films in high quality. Read my book, Paul Watson's book. Special extras from the films just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I went and did an amazing interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, who named his new hit album Endgame off of my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's going to be a huge interview for PrisonPlanet.tv members up next Wednesday. So many great reasons. Behind-the-scenes interviews with Jesse Ventura, so many others at PrisonPlanet.tv. Before I go back to your calls, a few of the other tricks that the climate dictators use. Look, if they can teach you you're bad and train you that all human activity is evil and a global government's going to run your life, regulate your life, and tax what you do, they have complete control. And they make it look trendy, and they sell it like it's a great thing, and they tell you every scientist believes it's real when the majority are on record saying it's a fraud. And they tell you that you've got to do it or the earth's going to die. And they've got so many different tricks they use to sell this, and their whole world government is built around this system, and it's now imploding. It's now falling apart. Let's go to Jim in California, then Joe, Chris, Rob, Noel, Larry, Kathy, Alex, and others. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you
buddy.
For taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to talk about the healthcare system takeover.
Yes.
This really bothers me. I've been in California. I got hurt 13 years ago, and I've been in the mini healthcare system of California, the workers' comp system. And I saw in the newspaper that Obama wanted to fashion the healthcare system akin to the California's workers' comp system. And I can tell you right now that they will do their best to kill you if you're seriously hurt or sick. That's just bottom line. And this whole thing is like a perfect storm brewing. And if they
are... Our entire economy is being seized. I have scanned over and had guest after guest with the 2,070-plus page bill. It cuts everybody's health care. It raises everybody's taxes. The insurance companies wrote it, as Dennis Kucinich, the ultra-liberal, said, to rob everyone. This is a scam. I mean, again, for those that just joined us, CNN Today, Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts to Medicare, home health care services, and the health care bill. And that's a CNN whitewash. That's $42.1 billion a year. They want something like $500 billion in savings over the next 15 years just out of that. I mean, it is mind-blowing. Only a fake liberal could get away with this. Can you imagine if Republicans were trying to cut $42 billion a year just out of Medicare, sir? Can you imagine? And that's, look, Tom Daschle wrote the book. Bloomberg's reported on this, that the bill's based on saying above 60, you don't get eye surgeries. In Europe, they make you wait 18 months for brain surgery for brain tumors. There is rationing. It's eugenics. The same people that are running socialist health care write textbooks like Eco-Science how you need to have your health care taken. Once they socialize health care, they teach all the yuppies and young people that, oh, your taxes are getting raised because of old people. We never had to ration care before. It's because government got involved that this is happening. I don't mean to be ranting here. It's just the oil companies write the cap and trade legislation, and the media says the oil companies don't want it. The insurance companies write the stinking bill to rob us, just like the banker bailout, the $700 billion, which turned into $23.7 trillion, again, according to Bloomberg and AP and Congress. And I have all those clips in my film from Congress admitting those numbers. They said, this is to unfreeze mortgages. And then the next day, October 4th, they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going. It isn't going for mortgages. It went all to the banks. It's robbery. We have a criminal, illegitimate, global government raping us. Wake up, you stupid idiots out there. I'm sorry. It's just too much. It's too much for me to sit there and watch these eugenicists literally planning to kill sick people and old people and then saying that the insurance companies are against the bill when they wrote the stinking thing. Anything that comes out of Washington or the UN is a robbery because crooks run it, period. What is it you can't get about it? It's like if you had a next door neighbor who you'd known for 10 years, who'd robbed you, who'd stolen from you, who'd lied to you. And now he's going to become the chief of police. You know it's going to get worse. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Look at Schwarzenegger saying San Francisco, that's 938 feet above sea level, is going to be completely underwater. It's complete bull. Then we pulled up the official NOAA levels and other levels. The water level has dropped in San Francisco. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. I can give some examples of how they've treated people in the workers' comp system here in California. Like you'll get approved to go have surgery, and then if you have a complication from that surgery, they may not treat it. Also, if you,
by the way, I'm going to stop you right there. I want them to pull this up. Google the case for killing granny. The cover of Newsweek a month and a half ago is the image of an old woman with her power plug pulled out of her respirator. And it says, we got to kill the old people. And then the week before that, they had an article with a Grim Reaper leading somebody away, talking about how great it is people are committing suicide to get rid of their numbers. And then they teach kids ABC News with video games in Australia how to commit suicide because their carbon footprint went up. The case for killing granny. Yeah, that's the online article. Google the case for killing granny Newsweek cover. Add Newsweek cover to the search. And then people won't believe me, they're teaching kids to commit suicide. ABC News Australia. Google after that. Google or startpage.com, whatever search engine you want to use, Yahoo, whatever. Google this. Because people, you got to see this for yourself. They have TV shows and video games where it teaches them that little animals are dying because of your carbon footprint and that you should die at age 11, that your carbon credit runs out at age 11. I appreciate your call, Jim. I'm sorry I'm ranting. The case for killing granny, teaching kids to commit suicide, openly saying they want to kill old people, cutting Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, it's so liberal. You people are sickening morons. I told all you stupid communist liberals that in every case in history, big money takes all the cash and rapes you.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Take its toll if you could flick a switch and
case for killing Granny, curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America. I was a teenage death panelist. And then pull up the ABC News Australia, kids told when they should die, age 11, that you should kill yourself for your carbon footprint. Now, you found news.com.au, one of the big Australian newspapers, but that's not exactly what I was looking for. I wanted to show TV viewers, because we simulcast on the web at prisonplanet.tv, I wanted to show you actual screenshots from the video game and cartoon shown to all Australian school children, where they show bloody cows and pigs being murdered with blood spewing out, literally little baby pigs having their heads cut off to traumatize the children. And they say, see, humans are bad. You must kill yourself. You cannot make this up. How am I supposed to sit here and calmly take this? How am I sitting here and have government textbooks by the White House science czar where they brag that they're already drugging our water supply? Now, you guys did a great job in that four-minute break finding all that, but call Watson back in England. He's one of our chief webmasters, great at finding stuff, because I can't remember the exact search term. It's our article we wrote about it. In fact, kids told when to die, Infowars.com. Add that at the end, because we got screenshots before the Australian government pulled it of teaching the kids how to commit suicide. I want you to see the bloody animals five-year-olds are shown. They are teaching five, six, seven, and eight-year-olds. Oh, it makes me sick. All UN curriculum. You cannot make this up. Do you understand Hitler got his all of his ideas from the U.S. and England? Do you understand this is serious? Okay, I'm getting angry. In the final segment, I'll cover this Bloomberg arming Goldman with pistols against public. I'm going to cover that. But right now, let's blast through your calls as quickly as possible. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas.
Lex, I'm highly trained in science, and you actually hosted one of my articles called The Hoax of the Century back in April. I have 15 other articles. My action plan for the InfoWarriors is to find the three or four best climate articles that you can find and put them together in a package so that you've got bullet points, and send them to all your friends, print them out, take them, discuss them with your neighbors, do everything we can to raise conscience on this level. This is the weakest flank of the socialist front.
Well, it's more than that. According to the head of the UN, head of the EU, Al Gore, they say the heart of world government control is the carbon tax grid. And for those that don't know, I just found the Infowars.com article. ABC website tells kids when they should die. And then we have the screenshots of the bloody dead animals saying that a human creates 24.6 tons of CO2 in their life. By age 11, you must kill yourself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyhow, I've got my other 15 articles are hosted at Climate Realist, Climate Depot, and Canada Free Press. If you Google Ouija Board of Science, you'll pull up one of the articles. If, you know, I'm not endorsing strictly my articles. There's great articles. It's just I think I've done a good job of tying together.
You certainly have, but let me be clear. Let me be clear. This is not a bunch of tree-hugging, patchouli-wearing, sandal-wearing idiots. Low-level they are. High-level, these are hardcore control freaks that literally want a tyrannical world government in their own words. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, it stems from Svante Arrhenius back in Sweden, who was the hero of Hitler and the U.S. progressives.
And from Sir Thomas Malthus and from Galton. Exactly. It's good to talk to somebody that's done their research. The royals, 300 years ago, decided they wanted to wipe most of the population out to control people. And that's why they'd ship them to Australia and to America and everything else to get rid of us, because they couldn't kill everybody. And that's all this is. I mean, people, you cannot make this up. It's real. It's so much worse than the public even knows.
If you read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, we're reliving 1939 all over again.
William Shearer, absolutely. And Hitler was an environmentalist.
That is one of the most brilliant books ever written.
Hitler.
I reread it every decade just to
listen,
remind myself.
That Pulitzer Prize winning book quotes another Pulitzer Prize winner, I forget the name of the book, where Hitler was putting fluoride in the water. You cannot make this stuff up. Just, oh my gosh.
Funded by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Great job, Joe. Appreciate it. Send us all your articles. I remember the one you sent was excellent. Well-researched. We'll post them. Send them to writers@infowars.com. Everybody's got to call in to talk radio. Everybody's got to go to their city councils because the UN is in your local city. Those internal documents came out a week ago. They're brainwashing everybody. You've got to go counter these liars. You've got to get involved. You've got to call Congress and say, do not cut Medicare and Medicaid in this health care bill. Which the Democrats are doing. I mean, can you believe the conservatives are having to say, don't kill old people? It says the case for killing granny. They're the ones saying kill granny. They're the ones. I mean, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Okay, yes. I'm just fired up about this carbon footprint thing. All this propaganda, they backwards it. It says, oh, they're not going to die for it. It's actually going to make you live longer. No, it isn't. This is such propaganda. And they're all tied in with this green movement as well. And this is all about control, land grab.
Has nothing to do with the environment. Take Austin and SOS, Save Our Springs, the mayors. They just stole tens of thousands of people's acres, didn't even pay them market value, then turned around and built condos all over them. It's all a scam. I've been to the Smart Growth conferences. It's all bankers and elitists laughing at you. It's all a sick joke. These are sickos.
Yeah, they are sickos, and absolutely right. This is why they even can tell you that includes Walmart, these old farms that are being grabbed from families. They're just leaving them with nothing, and these corporate takeovers that are building off.
When you have the entire Fortune 500 behind something like they are behind the carbon tax, you know it's bad. Thanks, Chris. Rob in Utah. Rob, thank you. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, my question was I once watched the Fox News Channel, and on the news channel, one of the business guys was saying that dealing with this healthcare issue, he was saying how they're going to, just like they did with the housing market with the subprime loans, they're going to do the same thing with the insurance companies. Okay, they're going to take the subprime insurance company, chop them up in little bits, and then sell them to the insurance companies, and they're going to make money off the.
It's worse than that. The carbon tax was written by Ken Lay. All admittedly a new Ponzi scheme. Same thing with government health care. You're absolutely right. This gives immunity to the insurance companies and hospitals to start refusing care, literally like Soviet Russia giving you an aspirin for a heart attack, and it allows them to absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And they're just gonna, like I said, they're just going to chop them up and sell them. And dealing with this carbon tax footprint thing, it's all a bunch of sham because if you think about it, Go Green initiative that everyone keeps pushing. All, if you ever gone to a website and pay your bills, oh, Go Green is eco bill thing, Go Green with paperless statements, and it's all a bunch of fraud.
Exactly. On one front, and I appreciate your call, Rob, they want you on the cashless society, where by law you can't even use paper so they can track everything. But it more importantly allows the Fortune 100 through the UN. The UN admits they will direct things, just like the SPP, the North American Union meetings were run by private corporations telling the government what to do. They get to decide what business you can have, where you're allowed to have a factory, how you're able to operate. All the insiders get waivers from their own regulations. Big money uses government to shut down their competition. Man, good point. Noel, Larry, Kathy, Alex, I'm going to take at least those four calls on the other side. Then I'm going to get into some financial news. What's NORTHCOM all about? What's the U.S. military doing policing America? How's it tie in with Goldman Sachs arming themselves against the public? The globalists know they've committed crime. They know they've taken over the country. Now they've got to do a rear guard action to protect their looting.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I'm Alex Jones. And this is the InfoWar. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. Both parties are controlled by ultra-rich offshore elites. And I didn't even get to it. There's an InfoWars.com article that links directly to the UN, where one of the heads of the UN is saying in speeches, we want a world government to reduce world population. We have hundreds of these. This is just a new one we found that was just put out last week by the UN. I was talking to my dad, you know, when he went to college, he was top of his class, and they tried to get him into a program for world government and future leaders, and they said it was all about eugenics, and he said, no, thank you. Then I was over at their house this weekend, and my dad was telling a story about somebody that he knew. He got invited to a party with a bunch of rich elitists, and some of these names you'd recognize here in Austin. And one of them was like, look at this book I wrote about how we should have a one-child policy in America. And he said that was all they talked about at dinner. I mean, this is just everywhere. This is the real world. The rich people are a bunch of spoiled, rotten control freaks that don't like the general public. And they want to make you poor so they can control you. And if they have their way, they want to kill you. You can't trust any of the vaccines, any of the stuff they're pushing. Now, on the banking end, 2 weeks ago, the House committee passed the bill to the full House. They have 311 votes, a supermajority. It's sure to pass. We don't know about the Senate to audit the private Federal Reserve. And McClatchy Newspapers has now done a five-part series. They got internal Goldman Sachs documents. Goldman Sachs, the investment bank and brokerage firm, is the most powerful group out of the private shareholders of the private Federal Reserve. They've been chosen in the last 20 years as the management team. Before that, it was mainly J.P. Morgan, Chase, to be the Treasury Secretaries, to be the Fed Chairman, to be the head regulators. The insiders running the government, Clinton, Bush, Obama, a unified program, created the derivatives, robbed the public, knew it would destroy the economy. We have their internal documents. They know they've committed these crimes. They know they've stolen trillions. That's why Bloomberg, give me a close shot of this, please, with a document cam. Bloomberg, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. Alice Schroeder wrote this article. And it talks about how in New York City, Goldman also is a big Democratic Party and one of the biggest supporters of gun control groups that want to disarm the public. So there they are in New York having to get a permit to protect themselves. I just wrote my first reference for a gun permit, said a friend, who told me of swearing to good character of a Goldman Sachs Group Inc. banker who applied to the local police for a permit to buy a pistol. The banker had told his friends of mine that senior Goldman people have loaded up on firearms and are now equipped to defend themselves if there is a populist uprising against the bank. Then it talks about the bank having security guards and machine guns. Again, they want your guns, but they want guns to protect themselves from the public because they're guilty. They know it's coming out that they've engineered a depression. They know the Federal Reserve is on the verge of being audited. They know they run the Federal Reserve. It's just the front, the holding company. And it just goes on here with how they're buying all these weapons against the public and how they reached a $27 billion first 9 months of last year that they got in bonuses alone. I mean, this is just incredible. So again, they're acting like criminals who are scared because they are crooks. This is the head group. Let's jam in some final phone calls here. Noel in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you today?
Pretty fired up.
All right. You were talking earlier about weather modification. I was watching conspiracy theories with Jesse Ventura talking about HAARP, and then I went to startpage.com and found a report from the Air Force, August 1996, weather as a force manipulator, owning the weather in 2025, talking about working with NATO, the United Nations. One part in here on page 28 talks about our major advantage of using simulated weather is to achieve the desired effect that is unlike other approaches. It makes what are otherwise the results of deliberative actions to appear the consequences of natural weather phenomenon.
Now, let me break this down for those that don't know. China manipulates their weather. Russia manipulates. Venezuela manipulates. They admit it on their news. There was a Nobel Prize given in 92 for the chemtrail barium salt aluminum dioxide patent. Obama's White House science czar admits in speeches that going back since 1995, they have been spraying the atmosphere to stop global warming. But then scientists, before they ever admitted they were doing this, the meteorologist and others we interviewed said what they're doing will actually heat the Earth. So what they're doing is they're trying to raise sea levels to play God so they can terrorize the public. 1997 Army Times, April 28th. Issue interview with Secretary of Defense William Cohen. He admits they have weather weapons. Yes, this is absolutely real, but the general public is not aware of it. And chemtrails are real. They are manipulating the atmosphere. So they may engage in more weather terror to try to scare people into going along with all this. But because the sun cooled off the last 9 years, it gets hot and cold in its own cycle. Our cars have nothing to do with that, as you know, Noel. They're even having trouble heating things, even though they're trying. Go ahead.
They talk about, according to John Storrs Hall, scientist at Rutgers University down in Piscataway, New Jersey, according to research on neurological technology, production costs of these neon particles could cost at the same price per pound as potatoes. They also talk about a global weather network. Think about it. Maybe the Weather Channel, NBC, going to be with GE, now going to Comcast. It talks about war-fighting commander-in-chief. Our current president is one. He's also the Nobel Peace Prize oxymoron. Again, folks, startpage.com, August 1996, weather as a force manipulator.
Good to hear from you, Noel. I know. It's just, I know. And the public just cannot understand. We have elitist scientists playing God, manipulating everything. The White House science czar, who wrote this textbook, Eco-Science, about a planetary regime to carry out our extermination and drugging of the water to sterilize us and give us cancer. And his first speech when he became White House science czar was to admit they are controlling our weather to a group of scientists. And they think we're so dumb, they admit it, but then deny it publicly. Let's go to Larry in Oklahoma. Larry, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've got four quick points. In 2000, 2001, Obama, along with Maurice Strong and some other investors, started the Chicago Climate Exchange.
Yes, money will be paid directly to Al Gore and Obama and Maurice Strong. Sorry.
Yeah, and Fox News has a headline on from the Wall Street Journal. The EPA is set to declare carbon dioxide a public danger.
Yes.
Okay, that's supposed to happen.
They make it illegal and then make you pay them. Enron came up with a plan with Al Gore in 95. You cannot make up a fraud this big. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Have you ever had a show with a man named John Coleman? Do you know who he is? You ought to get him on. He's
a
weatherman.
Yeah, from England.
The Weather Channel. He's a broadcaster.
Yes, he was the founder of the Weather Channel. He's suing Al Gore. We've been trying to get him on.
Yeah, we'll get him on. He's got a hell of a story to tell.
We're trying, Larry.
He's on a website. He's a weatherman now at KUSI News in San Diego, and he's got a long-page article talking about Al Gore in his early days. It's great. And the last point, call James Inhofe, 202-224-4721. He's my Oklahoma senator. Keep hammering on him to do something about this damn weather thing.
I appreciate your call. Look, Inhofe is trying to get an investigation, and Barbara Boxer won't let him have one. You need to call that piece of filth. We got time for Kathy in New Orleans. Kathy, you're on the air.
How are you? I really am excited about what happened a couple of weeks ago. I feel like God reached down and touched us, because before that, I really had no hope. My comment was exactly two callers ago. I was concerned about the chemtrails. I was wondering, I'm sorry, I'm very, very hoarse right now.
They admit they're mixing with jet fuel. The pilots don't even know. It's a perfect, just like they put fluoride in the water, and the public doesn't know, and it's deadly poison and gives you cancer and sterile. It's the same thing. They add the barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the fuel. It's dispersed. It's perfect cloud nuclei to form clouds. The Earth is 20% darker, according to NASA. They are literally blacking out the sun. I mean, I walked outside this weekend, and you couldn't see the sun from the chemtrails.
Right. Do you think that this is going to cause more attention to the chemtrails or the truth of about
Well, what's incredible is they told us we were kooks a year ago for talking about it and 10 years ago talking about it, even though we had the government documents. Now the White House admits since the mid-90s they've been spraying us, and the aluminum dioxide also causes brain damage in all animals. I'm out of time, ma'am. Great points. Thank you. We're in a science fiction movie. It's the 21st century. There's a scientific dictatorship called the New World Order over us. They're manipulating the weather. They call it Google John P. Holdren geoengineering. You'll see video of him admitting they're spraying you with deadly chemicals.